Another dermatosis in the under the umbrella of lichenoid dermatosis is a lichen striatus, which is a distinctive type of a usually self-limiting asymptomatic inflammatory dermatosis, presenting most commonly in the children and young adults, characterized clinically by the appearance of very well demarcated pink or erythematous papules, which later turns into dark brown papules, confluent together to form a linear distribution, following the lines of Blaschko. So these are self-limiting, usually have a very good prognosis because they resolve within a period of 6 months to 1 year, leaving areas of post-inflammatory hypopigmentation only. Exact etiology is not known, but it is believed that it may be triggered by viral infections and trauma. In the histopathology, usually it shows a features of interface dermatitis, band-like inflammatory infiltrate, composed of lymphocyte histiocytes will be present at the dermal-epidermal junction. Furthermore, in the epidermis, there will be a normal thickness of the epidermis. Sometimes there may be parakeratosis and hyperkeratosis. Dyskeratotic keratinocytes are also seen in 50% of the cases. And since it is a lichenoid dermatosis, focal liquefactive degeneration of basal layer will also be present. Clinically, usually, as I mentioned, that it is asymptomatic. However, occasionally pruritus may be present, more commonly in adults, not in children. So initially, there are discrete pink flat-top lichenoid papules in a linear distribution, and then later on, they change their color to the dull red to brown and become slightly scaly. But they are in a very typical linear distribution, and usually it is slightly scaly, 2 millimeter to 2 centimeter in width, and sometimes they may extend the entire length of the limb, either upper or lower limb. The site is mostly the limbs, but less commonly the trunk, buttocks may also be involved. Along with this, there can be involvement of the nails with the features of longitudinal ridging, splitting, and onycholysis, or a complete loss of the nails. In the differential diagnosis, we can keep all of the other linear lesions like linear psoriasis, linear derrier, linear lichen planus, linear porokeratosis, and ILVEN. So, the importance of this is not only in the MCQs in which we get a linear type of the lesions, but also in the clinical slides and talks. The disease course is and prognosis is very good because it is self-resolving and it resolves within a period of 6 months to 12 months with post-inflammatory hypopigmentation only. For the diagnosis, usually it is a clinical diagnosis, but if needed, then skin biopsy may also help. For the management, usually no treatment is required since it is self-resolving, but initially we begin with observation reassurance only. If needed, then topical corticosteroid can be given if there is troublesome itching. In the second line, as an alternative to topical steroids, we can give topical tacrolimus or pimecrolimus if there is a concerns of resistance or a steroid dependency and complications associated with topical steroids like skin atrophy. And the third line treatment, we can consider photodynamic therapy. If there is a nail involvement, then potent steroid application under occlusion should be given.